heals a heart more than ice cream? What if the heart is broken or broke? It's a treat to be sure and a bit pricey, but in Sitka, it's even pricier. KCAW's Catherine Rose decided to track her favorite ice cream up the West Coast to see what it costs down south and where the price spikes on its journey to Sitka.
I'm walking around a Sitka grocery store doing my most expensive weekly chore, stocking up on food for the next 7 days.
Whatever coffee you want, I don't care.
Do you have coffee? I don't think we have enough at home to blend.
I shop with my boyfriend Adam, and we split the cost right down the middle. We've gotten shopping on a budget down to a science over the past few months, but one treat we sometimes afford ourselves is ice cream. Well, I do, at least.
Now that I'm lactose intolerant, I can't eat it at all, so... luckily, there's a lot of their alternatives. They just cost a lot.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me.
But even plain old ice cream is kind of expensive in Sitka. We look for the deals. But if I really wanted to treat myself, I'd buy a huge tub of my favorite, Tillamook Rocky Road ice cream made in Oregon. Sometimes it's on sale, but generally a half gallon of Tillamook Rocky Road costs $7.99 at C-Mart and $7.79 at AC Lakeside in Sitka. But what does it cost down south? I called my mom in Berkeley, California. The price? $4.99. Moving north, I called a grocery store in Tillamook, Oregon, the ice cream's origin city. $4.99. Further north still, I got the lowest price from a familiar voice in Washington State.
Well, this is Ed Ronco, and I am at a Safeway supermarket in Centralia, Washington, about an hour and a half south of Seattle. Let me open up the case here. Tillamook Rocky Road, there it is. It is $5.99 for a container, unless you're part of that saver club that a lot of supermarkets have, and then it is $3.99 for a container.
$3.99. That's the regular price as long as you're a member of the grocery store's Super Savers Club. That's half of what it costs in Sitka. So why is the price of an Oregon-made product nearly double in Sitka what it costs in the lower 48?
Doing business on an island that when you're 850 miles away from your wholesaler, that's a big deal.
Roger Hames is the chairman and CEO of the Hames Corporation, the third generation of leadership for the family grocery business. They operate C-Mart, one of two large grocery stores in Sitka. The other is AC Lakeside. Hames says he doesn't want to put all the onus of price on the freight, but shipping costs play a key role in determining where grocers set the price of an item.
You're paying for, most of the time, the pallets and the cardboard, the cans, it's all heavy.
Most of Sitka's groceries come in on the barge through a north-south route from Seattle to Ketchikan, then Petersburg. Sitka is not visited by the mainliner for incoming freight, so all its goods are brought by an extra shuttle barge twice a week from Petersburg.
That extra barge that Alaska Marine Lines runs year-round as a second barge is costly to us. Freight adds 10 and 11% of our grocery products is a freight factor. So that has to be passed on to the consumer. We can't absorb something like that.
Everything arrives on that barge, including my favorite ice cream. Then it's transported to C-Mart and AC Lakeside by truck, then onto the shelves where grocers set retail price. Hames says that's not a static process.
Tillamook Rocky Road ice cream is X, and of that cost, 14.7% of that cost is freight.
So freight is key, but what other factors might determine an item's cost to the grocer and subsequently the price for the consumer?
I grew up in Northern California in Sonoma County, and I started as a bagger for a family-owned store. Worked with some great people, so I kind of stuck with it.
Greg Dahl has been working in grocery stores his whole life. He's the manager at AC Lakeside, and he says every single ingredient in a half gallon of ice cream could impact its price.
So to make ice cream, you got milk, cream, sugar, eggs are in there. Just an egg can cost more because of people's eating habits halfway across the globe.
And while the global food market plays a huge role in what shows up on Sitka's shelves, Dahl says cost drivers at the local level are absorbed by grocery stores too.
There's taxes and card fees and electricity, and there's payroll. There's all sorts of things that we have to pay for here in Sitka to run a business. Since February, this store spent an extra 12 or 13 grand just in electricity. That's on top of what we usually pay because of the rate increase. So, you know, that's a lot of money. Margins are pretty thin in the grocery business, so that $12,000, that really kind of takes a toll.
With the most recent electric rate increase, both C-Mart and Lakeside absorbed the added cost and did not pass it on to consumers. Both Hames and Dahl said keeping prices fair was important to them, not only to stay competitive, but also for the well-being of the community. And Dahl says it's tough, as the last in a long line of players that determine the cost of food. To the consumers, the grocers are the face of rising prices. People will always have to buy food, and when they see the costs go up on their local shelves, they start to wonder why.
Profiteering in Sitka, that's not happening. There's competition here, not only between the two main stores, but also there's Juno. They have Costco and Fred Meyer's there. So we can't be totally out of the ballpark in prices here in Sitka because people have that option to outshop. And of course, there's online marketplace, Amazon.
Well, this is almost true. Amazon Prime doesn't protect ice cream from melting, so I guess I'll have to keep getting my fix locally. But the next time I dig into a pint of Rocky Road, I think I'll give a bit more consideration to the marshmallow and the nuts. Where did they come from? What factors drove the cost? And should I really be eating this entire half gallon by myself?
Separate checks. It must be charged to split the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Ain't got no money. The bands are playing ball is for me.